Seth Wickersham. Blowing Seth. Up the Patriots spot today mm-hmm. with this piece he wrote in ESPN talking about the rift that may signal the end of the New England Patriots. We discussed in the first hour the details of it.
Right.
If you have questions on that, please feel free to text them in to 286-0046. But let's just talk about the article itself, assuming that many of you have already read it or at least have heard
how much of
it
this
entails.
Article do you believe?
All of it.
Really?
All of it. Is it so crazy to think that Tom Brady is more, is this obsessive and this
no.
paranoid?
Any guy that doesn't eat tomatoes, I don't trust that guy.
If it's not a digestive issue. What is there to be challenged?
How big the rift is. Because I think these are three smart men.
But I don't think Seth at any point made a conjecture about this is going to happen. This is a could. This rift could
make an untenable
situation.
But I think when you look at stuff like this, I'm not going to say this kind of stuff happens all around the NFL, but there's some, like, infighting. I think the thing about Tom Brady and him bringing Alex Guerrero in, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, why didn't Alex Guerrero just want to be a part of the Patriots staff? Like, if he could have. You know what I'm saying?
Because would you operate within the confines if you could be outside of them?
Well, and I think what Alex Guerrero brings to the table that most trainers don't is the NFL body is changed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Tom Brady, and it's funny because I don't know how many times I heard Tom Brady talk about it on his Macy's Monday Night Football thing, but how supple his body is. And they were going through weeks. How many times people would say, yeah, I tackled Tom Brady and it was like a soft pillow. It's not like tackling other quarterbacks that all get all stiff and stuff. I mean, I think there's something to it. I think that is
part of it. But Alex Guerrero is kind of a wackadoo a little bit.
But his stuff works. But I don't think it works for everybody. Yeah,
right.
That's the point. And that's where I think it could be an issue with the team. But I don't know.
I don't believe all of it.
Let's
the
just
most
put it that
important
way.
Thing I think that comes out of this, aside from does this ultimately ruin, not ruin, but does this signal the end of the Patriots as we know them? Because we know that both McDaniels and Patricia are up for pretty much every open NFL vacancy.
Right.
So you have those guys gone. You have Jimmy Garoppolo gone. You have all these succession plans for both Brady and Belichick that are no longer in place or may no longer be in place. You know, what's the future of the Patriots look like?
Here's the
biggest issue. To me, I don't care because we want the Patriots to lose, and I hope that this destroys them before the Chiefs play them next week. But you already marked
that as a win.
Right. The future of the Patriots aside, I think the most interesting thing about this is that it paints Bill Belichick in a very positive light that, yes, he is a curmudgeon, and, yes, he does, you know, yell at people and he withholds information and all that kind of stuff, but we already knew that. But it seems like Bill Belichick's goal is to set the Patriots up for the next decade, even after he is gone. He believes part of his legacy is what Jimmy Garoppolo would do for Josh McDaniels or whoever the next head coach of the Patriots would be for the next decade, and he cares very much about that. Brady, time and again in Seth Wickersham's piece, shows that all he is worried about is the now and himself.
Well, and that's the way it should be if you're a player. They could cut you at any time. I mean, they could say it's over. So,
but that doesn't that
I have
take
no
off
problem.
Some of the shine
no,
off of Tom Brady.
No. I have
for
no
you?
Problem with players looking at it that way because that's how ownership looks at the players. They're a disposable commodity, and I don't have a problem with Tom Brady doing that. I think what this story does is kind of made me think, and I don't know if you thought the same way. I think all of us thought when Tom Brady retires, Belichick's right behind. It almost looks like Belichick's more ready to go than Tom Brady is.
Tom Brady, like, I don't mean this literally. Tom Brady will die on the field. You know
right.
what I mean? Like he will play.
You'll have to drag him off.
There will be no riding off into the sunset a la John Elway. There won't be. He's going to be – he'll play until he physically can't anymore. Bill Belichick, you're right. Bill Belichick, it seems like, you know, it mentions in there that he wants his sons to get a little bit more respected within the game or more established.
Right.
To kind of help them set up their careers. Mm-hmm. And then he's kind of good.
Right.
He's been helping members of his staff, including McDaniels and Patricia, get ready for job interviews with other – like Bill Belichick in this article, and maybe this is a change for him, but he seems to be very willing – to help the organization and the people around him for and set them up for the next however long. And then Brady.
But I don't think that ever happens because we always talk about you don't want to be the guy who replaces the guy.
And
in this situation, you got two guys.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be the guy after the guy.
That replaces the guy.
Right.
And that is also part of this. It does seem like the Patriots did offer Jimmy Garoppolo an extension.
Right.
Before all of this happened. Jimmy Garoppolo turned them down. Now, you could take that one, go down one of two paths. You can either take the path of that Jimmy Garoppolo didn't want to be the guy after the guy.
Right.
Right? Or you could take it as Don Yee is the agent for both he and Brady. How much did Brady win out in that? In that, did Yee influence Garoppolo to not take it and to make Jimmy Garoppolo feel like his future is better spent somewhere else? Or is that Jimmy Garoppolo?
I think it's all about money. Obviously, the Patriots.
It is also very low.
Yeah, the Patriots didn't offer what he can get on that market. Yeah.
$16 million, and he's going to get. He might get 15, 16 a year.
Right, exactly.
From the 49ers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I don't know. Like, I'm not. Nothing is going to make me. Like, lose respect or dislike Brady. Like, I love Tom Brady. I think he's the greatest quarterback ever.
He is.
But this certainly is a ding on him, I think. I think it paints him as very selfish, very paranoid, and very much not willing to do anything. I understand.
How'd you feel about Joe Montana?
And Steve Young?
Yeah, like
and Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers,
right?
Like all the Joe Montana, yeah. All three of them are the same.
But
way.
Joe Montana was ushered to the door,
right?
So was Brett Favre.
Okay, Joe Montana had two good years with the Chiefs after that, and then he was done.
Okay,
so
those 2 years could have been in San Francisco.
Okay, but all three of those guys are at the tail end of their career. Like, we're not talking about somebody that's 4 years
in. So if you're Tom Brady and you know that
Garoppolo's
sitting here and you're like, yeah, no, I'm not sharing with you.
But
they want you in here and I'm not letting that happen.
You manipulate Robert Kraft into making Belichick trade Jimmy Garoppolo just to protect yourself.
If he didn't want to trade him, he wouldn't have traded him.
Belichick?
No, Kraft. I know Kraft and Brady were on the same side. If they didn't want to trade him, they wouldn't have traded him. They traded him.
They traded him because they, at best, they believed that they could go back into this draft and get another Jimmy Garoppolo.
Maybe.
But it looks to me like Tom Brady, whether Tom Brady actually went to Robert Kraft or Robert Kraft was just looking out for the golden boy, Robert Kraft went to Bill Belichick. They had a half a day long meeting that pushed back all their other event, and Robert Kraft made it clear to Bill Belichick that he should trade him.
Yeah. Okay. Fine.
Because they didn't want to face the
repercussions. What good is Garoppolo
Brady.
Doing there if Brady's your guy? What good is it?
But the point is that after this year, Brady might have been gone, and now he can't be. Because they don't have a succession plan in place.
Right.
So Tom Brady orchestrated that.
Tom Brady wins.
Exactly. The
player never wins. Yay for Tom Brady.
I think it takes at least some of the.
You know what? Not at all. And let me tell you this.
I think this is worse than Deflategate.
Okay, you're right. Deflategate was nothing to me. But I think that the Patriots are going to have to go through what the Broncos have gone through these last 2 years. When you don't have a clear leader, you're just host. And who knows if Jimmy Garoppolo could have won with the kind of players that they have.
Garoppolo is winning with the San Francisco 49ers.
Right.
They have nobody.
Really?
Yeah.
This team was made for Tom Brady. That's what they want. We don't know if another quarterback could come in here and do what he does.
Nobody can do what Tom Brady does.
But right.
What we saw with other guys like Matt Castle is that the Patriots can get by.
But let me tell you this. You go man for man what the 49ers have on offense and what the Patriots have on offense. I would tell you if you didn't know that was the Patriots, you wouldn't say, oh, man,
that's
way.
You would take the Niners roster over the
Patriots.
I
don't know. I don't have it sitting in front of me. It's not like they don't have professional players on both sides. But, like, a lot of those guys at the Patriots have been around.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they just make really smart decisions when it comes to assigning guys. Like, they just picked up Harrison, man. That's going to move the needle for the whole playoffs.